All right.
Torrey, how can Jacoby change things for you? How will defenses play you differently?
I think it just helps a lot because it adds a different type of speed element on the other side. You know, Marlon's a big physical guy, and he's not slow, you know, by any means, but, you know, Jacoby, he's definitely explosive, and, you know, speed's a lot different over there.
Different.
I mean, I don't know. I just go play. You know, whatever happens, happens. But, I mean, the beauty in, you know, having some coverage things go my way is that someone else is open. And, you know, we have the guys to take advantage of it.
Is that was the case last week where you were doubled constantly?
I mean, you know, we had opportunities. But, again, it's those games are going to happen. You know, sometimes the ball will come my way. You know, and others it won't. And, you know, obviously they were doing some things defensively, but a lot of that had to do with the type of situations we were in. You know, there's a lot of times we were, you know, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 15, and, you know, there was a linebacker lined up pressing me with the corner and safety, you know, over top. And, I mean, obviously it's tough to, you know, it's going to be tough for me to be open, and, you know, they can play, you know, pass coverage because of the situation we put ourselves in. But, I mean, it's not like I'm out there and they're bracketing me all the time. I mean, it happens a lot, but it's not like it's a constant thing, and, you know, it's on me to get open regardless of what the coverage is, and, you know, whenever the ball comes my way, catch it. If not, then someone else is open, and, you know, they'll make the play.
Joe talked about getting the quick game going in the passing, you know, the passing game. What's the key to that kind of quick strike in the passing attack?
I think the biggest key just on us just moving the chains. I think it'll help a lot, especially on early downs, getting our line going, and counts as a run play. You know, it doesn't have to be a home run every time. 6 yards is – it's huge for us, and I think the biggest thing, we need to stop playing behind, you know, the count in terms of, you know, our down yards. First and second down, we haven't been doing as well as we wanted to, and, you know, it's made for some tough third down conversions, and, you know, we've had too many third downs, actually, but, you know, I think that's something that we can do. We have the quarterback and the receivers to do it, so we'll see what happens.
What are your favorite moments at college?
In state, so you obviously were familiar with Ravens Steelers. But do you have to be in the building and do you have to experience it to really understand the magnitude of the rivalry and the team's feelings about each other?
No. I mean, obviously, I've seen it from both sides. I've seen it from the outside in. You know, down Route 1 to College Park, I've seen several fights, you know, over these two teams. And obviously being, you know, in the building and a part of this organization, I've seen, you know, how it's been on the field and the preparation that goes into it. And, you know, I think it says a lot about the game itself. It's one of the best rivalries in football, and, you know, they have one of the best organizations of football up there as well. So it's a lot of history and tradition with them, and, you know, anytime you get two very physical teams playing each other, you know, it leads to some great football.
I imagine your favorite memories was at Heinz Field a couple years ago with a game on a touchdown. Has that been your favorite place to play, and what does it mean to go play there for you?
It's just another place to play. You know, I'm always excited about going out there just because, you know, the environment, the things you hear from the fans. It's always pretty fun. Some of them are pretty funny on the sidelines. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, it's another tough environment to play football in. And it's not like we're going to panic or, you know, try to prepare any differently. Like, we don't plan to win every single week. You know, we do every week. It's just that, you know, this one means a lot for the division as well as when we play the Browns or the Bengals. So, I mean, it's just going to be another tough one. And, you know, I hate to downplay it and make it seem like it's just another football game, but, I mean, that's the same way you approach it. But everyone knows, you know, what's on the line when you play them.
When you watch them in that game against the Jets, what did they do that was impressive? They're
still the Steelers. You know, a lot of people are going to talk about, you know, their record and, you know, the way they've been playing so far. They've lost some tough games, but still a great team. You know, they still have their playmakers on offense, and defensively, you know, Troy Polamalu has been looking way better. You can tell he's healthy and he's flying around. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge. You know, he lost some guys, but at the same time, you know, they developed and draft guys well, and, you know, we're going to have our hands full.
What about Ike? I mean, I can't catch the ball, so what's tough about him?
I don't know. I think he's a smart guy. He's been around for a while, so he knows what it takes to be successful, and I haven't met anyone that talks as much trash as him. So, you know, when I get to play him, it's always pretty fun because I'm not a guy that talks, but he gets it out of me every single time. But, I mean, I have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, obviously he's been one of the top corners in the game for a while. And, you know he's going to bring it. And, you know, you have to bring your end game as well.
Torrey, you're pretty close with Ray Rice. How have you seen him? I mean, he obviously isn't, the numbers haven't been there, the holes necessarily haven't been there. How have you seen him handle it just from a leadership standpoint and from, you know, a focus standpoint?
I think that Ray's handled it, you know, as well as you can. You know, obviously, you know, you're going to be frustrated when you're not, especially when you're him. You know, you're used to producing a certain way. But, I mean, he's not putting himself above anything else. The biggest thing is that, you know, we haven't been winning. And, you know, we haven't been doing as well as we wanted to on offense. It's not necessarily about him and his own stats. It's about us, you know, as a unit, going out there and trying to be the best offense we can be. And we haven't up to this point. We haven't met our own expectations. And he's definitely frustrated with that. I don't think it's necessarily just about, you know, his own personal numbers, because if, you know, if we do what we're supposed to do, then the numbers will come. And at the end of the day, the most important number is us winning.
All right. Hey, guys, Elvis is just finishing a lift